many clients reach out to me for help with relocation or paperwork problems. And once I have asked a few questions, there is often a business project or question involved. When starting a business in France, most people spend hours reading forums and websites. They discuss with friends, consult with one or more accountants, and all of this is great, but sometimes they are still confused about where to start or what structure to create. This is usually because everyone has a different experience. They have different opinions and, of course, a very different objective. So what happens? Well, they procrastinate and either make no decision at all or put that decision off until the right time. But when is the right time? This year, I'm celebrating 10 years in business, and I still remember like yesterday, sitting in my apartment with my brand new business cards, looking so proudly at my brand new website that I created myself, no less, and thinking, well, what's next? Oh yes, I'd better go and get some clients. Well, here I am 10 years later with a very successful relocation business that has grown slowly but steadily over the years. With me at the helm, surrounded by an amazing team, I could not be prouder. But believe me, this is no quick success story here. It's all come from investment in myself, my business, and continually asking those questions. My name is Tracy Linetti, and in today's LBS report, we will take a look at business in France and what questions will help you define your project before taking that next step, or what questions to ask before taking your business to the next level. Before looking at the legal structure, let's take a look at some common fears or reasons why you are procrastinating. And believe me, I have experienced them all, and you know what? I've done it anyway. The biggest fear is fear of financial instability, and when coaching my clients, they often say, what if I can't earn enough? So ask yourself the question, what is enough for you? Break your numbers down by bite-sized objectives by month, week, and even by days if need be, so that you can celebrate each and every milestone. You know, success comes from belief in yourself and perseverance, so take it one step at a time. Next up is fear of not having enough time, or sometimes it's what if now is not the right time. I know this is not an easy one. Remember, your time can never be bought back. It's a priceless commodity. So ask yourself, if not now, then when? Plan out a schedule of a task to move your project forward. Every little step is always one in the right direction to your objectives. And remember, it's inaction that leads to frustration. Fear of failure is more difficult to admit to. It shows up in the what if I'm not good enough imposter syndrome type discussion with my clients. Ask yourself the question, good enough for who? You will always be good enough for you. You just need to believe it. And if you believe in you, then your clients will. And again, believe me, growing a business successfully is largely about mindset, and it all starts with you. Now, let's get down to some of the nitty-gritty. If your preoccupation is with the legal structure, I'm a great believer that it's easier to go up the business ladder than to come down it. And it's also much cheaper. So think about, what will your earnings levels be for your first year in business, and what will your running costs be? Your earnings levels and costs will determine if the micro-entreprise structure is appropriate for you, or if you need to go higher up the business ladder. The micro-entreprise has a fixed earnings level, and it has simplified fiscal structure in that you only pay your social contributions to the ERSAF based on your actual turnover. You get a very good reduction for income tax on that turnover, because the downside of this simplified system is that if you have high costs, these cannot be reduced as running costs of the business. So do work on your numbers. If you want to grow your existing business or start a larger company like a SaaS or a SaaL, it's important to think about the practical questions. Things like, will you be working alone or will you have a partner? Will you want to pay yourself a salary or dividends or a mixture of both? Just how important is a salary slip to you, and of course, paying into the retirement system? So, as you can see, when deciding the correct business structure, it's important to understand your numbers and have answers to some very important questions, which will determine the structure for you. Discuss these options with your accountant or reach out to me if you need help answering some of these questions. And please don't forget to tune in on the 23rd of August when we will be looking at finding your dream home in France. And I will leave you today with my quote from Stephen Covey. For all of those procrastinators out there, listen to this one. I am not a product of my circumstances, I am a product of my decisions. And if you've enjoyed this short podcast, please do subscribe at lbsinfrance.com or wherever you get your podcasts.